Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf and Tess and the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Dalet. Says the Gemara at the top of the page, Yisrael Sha Moicher Zaysim Bishishim Luk. So Yisrael is selling olives that can make 60 lug of oil to Wulim, but it's Tavul, meaning he did not yet take out Maisrus. Omar Loi comes the Koyin to this Yisrael who's selling it and tells him, Tenem liva niten lecha shishim lug mesukonim mutar. Says, you know what? You give me the 60 lug that has in the tevel, and I'll give you back 60 lug clean. It has no ma'aser. Why? For the koyin, what's the benefit? He's getting right now 60 lug that he can eat the whole thing because the ma'aser belongs to him as well, the truman, the ma'aser. So he can eat the whole thing. And he will return to the Yisrael 60 lug of chulin that Yisrael can enjoy. But if he said shishim luk tuvulim v'ani ve'at chol kimis ha-maisers, awesome. If he told the Yisrael, you'll give me the 60 luk and I will give it back to you, 30 luk will be fixed. And 30 luk will still have maiser and you'll have to take care of it. Then it's awesome. Says the Gemara, kedo yov lekuli mutor, kedo yov lepalga awesome. What should be the difference? When he's giving him the whole 60 luk fix, you say it's fine. When he's giving him the 60 luk and only half is fixed, and it's not fine, why should there be a difference? Says the Gemara, the second part is talking about that he's doing a marvach hazman, meaning he's saying, you'll give me out of 60 luk, I will return to you after some time. And when I return to you after some time, I'll give you back 30 luk fixed, 30 luk not fixed. Then there's an issue over here. Why? Says the Gemara, Tani Keni, Marviach Lo Yosur, if he gives him Marvach Hazman, it's a problem. Mishum Ribis. It looks like Ribis, because he's giving him back more than what the Yisrael had. Yisrael had 60, but he couldn't use 10% of it. Now he's giving him back, and he's getting a little bit more because he gave him some time. The Umishum Bizayin Kochim. It also looks like he's making business with Meiser. That's a problem. But if he's doing it immediately, if it's not Marvach Hazman, if he's doing that exchange right away, so there's no benefit for the fact that he's doing it in terms of time, in terms of ribis, and also there's no problem in terms of mice, it doesn't look like he's really doing business with mice. Meaning, and this is what comes to clarify in the Pnei Moshe in length. In the first case that we're talking about, that the soul is giving 60, and immediately the coin gives back 60. So nothing looks bad over here, because the coin is getting 60. For the coin, there's no difference between the mice and the chulin. So he's taking 60, he's giving back 60, there's no real business going on, even though for the Yisrael's perspective, he's getting 60 darei chulin. But in the second case, he's giving him time. So because of the time that he's giving him, so therefore the Kohen is giving back to the Yisrael something which is worth more. That's ribis. Hamtonas moris, the definition of ribis is that the time value of money. I'm giving you something back because of the time that you gave me. And also he looks like he's doing business with Meiser because for the fact he's giving him some time, he's gaining that time period and giving back to the Yisrael back less Meiser. But if it's immediate, you don't have that issue. Halacha is the Mishnah. Mitcham ha'im lo'yum karodom et zeisov el achaver. One should not sell his olives only to a chaver who is careful not to touch them betumo. Because you're not allowed to cause tumo to chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So even though the olives, when they start, when they're ripe, before they're pressed, there's no liquid on them, and they're not mekabel tumo. But everybody knows, what do you do with olives? You press them. So once you press them, the liquid will come out, and it will become mekabel tumo. If you give it to someone who's not a chaver, these olives will become tummy. Not only you can give him regular zaysim, but you can even give it to him if he's going to be doing maaser. Because even if the amaretz, let's say, says this amaretz is somebody who is careful on maaser, but is not careful on tumo, I can give it to him even though he may make maaser tumo, which is much more chomer. But the tznuyah b'sil were machir on himself like b'chamai, not to give it only to a chaver. Continues the mishnah that rotesam u'beis. Shnayim shebotzu karmeim l'torgas achas. You have two people that they are harvesting their vineyard, taking grapes to one gas, and they're going to press and make it into wine. Echad ma'aser ve'echad shenei ma'aser. One of them is a chaver who's ma'aser. One of them is a maror who doesn't do ma'aser. Ha ma'aser ma'aser shaloi. The mice will do mice for his piece and his chelek, wherever it is, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means and how exactly he's taking care of the mice in this case. Says the Gemara, so what's the reason in Basil you can sell him olives and you don't have a problem of tumo? Because people sometimes eat their olives in the way they are fresh without pressing them. And then there's no liquid, it does not necessarily become tummy. According to Rav Chaim, the Gemara adds another sentence. The Gemara says, "Chidech bnei Adam loichos aseh matunim." Do most people eat their zayis this way without liquid? Most people don't do that. Answers the Gemara, "Ela lidei ilo," meaning they found an excuse. As long as I have something to be toil on, something to hang your hat on, to say it's fine, I'm allowing it. For regular sale, for a person to sell his fruits, you're selling this. If there are some people that don't press the olives, and then you can maybe assume that this will not become tamek, I rely on that excuse in order to allow the sale. And the Gemara says, we have another example to this. Bisil kedaiti, bisil gola shitosu, betaninon, we learned, lo yunko lo paroch hareshes b'shuis. One should not sell a cow that plows in Shemitah to somebody who is not careful about Shemitah. Bisil matir, bisil say you're allowed to do it. Bishiyachol ha-shachta, because he can shachta. Who said he's going to use the cow to plow? Maybe he'll use it for the meat. Someone of oichid ba'inish mechus toira didei? Is it normal for a person to come and shecht a good plowing cow, plowing axe? He's going to come and shecht it? Probably he won't. He probably will use it for Harisha. And if he's chashed, if he's suspected to do it in Shemitah, he may do it in Shemitah. How can he sell it? We have to say, Ela ledei ilo. The answer is, we use the excuse. In other words, as long as I have something to hang my hat on. And to say that there is a chance that the Amoritz or this chashed will not use it, I use that and I allow the sale. Continues the Gemara and says, Shavim, Bisil, Bichami agree, Shuhu moicher loy shibolim lisosu. He could sell him wheat that he may use it to make his dough, make flour, even though he's going to use water and make it tamei. Because there's another use you could do with wheat. You could do cloyes. Cloyes is used to dry the wheat and eat that way dry wheat without any water. And many people do that. So that's something even Bichami agree. It's not just an excuse. It's not just a small minority to do that. Many people do that in a normal way. So therefore, you can rely on that even according to Bichama to sell the Amoritz Chitim. So that's the Gemara says, Shavin shu moichel l'shibol l'isos, al bishir dea she'in oisa metara, even though he knows it doesn't do tara, and if it touches water, it'll make it tome. Tani, it says in the Braiso, Shavin bishil and Bichama agree, she'in moichel, you can't sell the following things which already have water in them. And they're kashal kamel tumo. One is gadi shel chitim, a pile of wheat. And this is a little hard to understand why a pile of wheat has water more than what we said before, shiboilim. And many of the mefarshim remove these words, godish l'chitim. They say that's not part of the list. The Mara Puldo learns the godish l'chitim, when you have a very large pile of wheat, for sure you'll make dough out of them, so for sure they will have water eventually to make them into a dough. But Reb Chaim seems to learn that when you have a godish, when it comes already to be a pile of wheat, it for sure had liquid on it, had water in it to make it ripe. Continue on, the Gemara says, "V'ovid shel anovim," which is a bucket of grapes, "umatam shezeisim," another type of bucket of olives, because in these buckets, the liquid of the grapes, the liquid of the olives already came out, and make it kosher l'kabel tumo. And so all these things you can't sell, "ela lechaver," only if someone is a chaver, or mishu yodea shoiso sometaro, even not a chaver, someone that you can trust that is doing betaharo, because if you're not, if you give it to someone who doesn't do betaharo, he will make a tome, and you're not allowed to make tumo and chulin in Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Nun Tes.